Right now, it's time for Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes sent in from Marvin Sowers in Decatur. And from North Carolina, we got jokes sent in from Lori and Larry. They're from Palatine, but they're visiting their son and family out in North Carolina. Drew's in Naperville. Terry's from Glen Ellen. Dave Carr's in Canada. And Steve Powell's in Orland Park. We got a joke from Ann Min in Woodstock. Thank you, Ann, and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally again from Brazil, Indiana. And Tanya in Cary. And Larry Duransky in Chicago. John Beck is in Pottawatomie Park, Indiana. And John Steele's in LaSalle. Mary Ellen Bonk is in Oswego. Barry, it's hard not to say Mary Ellen without going bonk. Barry and Kathy Schultz in Holmes Beach, Florida. Thank you very much. Paul, finally crafting entirely lame jokes. And Dixon sent us another joke. And Night Shift Jeff in Arlington Heights and Village Cycle Sports, where they can tune up your bike before the spring rush. Hey, Dave, I got fired from my job at the steel mill.
How come?
They said I smelt bad. A doctor is examining three patients for suspected memory loss. He asked the first guy, what's 3 times 3? He says 156. Doctor asked the second guy, what's 3 times 3? He said Tuesday. Doctor asked the third guy, what's 3 times 3? He says 9. He says, great, how did you know that? He says, well, I just subtracted 156 from Tuesday. Michelangelo was only 23 years old when he completed his famous Pietà. The fact that he was a turtle makes that 10 times more fascinating. Hey, you want to know how strong your marriage is? Go to Home Depot, pick out a shade of white. Last week, I got diarrhea, eczema, gonorrhea, hemorrhoids.
Wow, you feeling better?
I was playing Scrabble, Dave. I tried the Japanese method of decluttering where you hold every object that you own, and if it doesn't bring you joy, you throw it away. So far, I've thrown away the gas bill, a mirror, my treadmill, and one of those tubs of kale. In fact, Dave, I joined the gym January 1st, so far I haven't seen any progress. Tomorrow I'm going to go there in person and see what's really going on here. I can't believe I forgot to go to the gym today. That's 5 years in a row now. The subtraction sign died over the weekend. Obit said he made a difference. I bumped into a cable repairman yesterday and he asked me what time it was. I said sometime between 8 and 1. It's true, George Washington never told a lie. It should be noted, however, he was president before there was a 1040 form. Think about that. In fact, I think Jefferson will remind us they did not have an income tax in their day. How about them apples? And finally, why didn't the vampire bite Taylor Swift? Why didn't the vampire bite Taylor Swift? Because she had
bad blood.